From the Detroit Free Press, I'm Tad Davis. Today is Election Day, and our Detroit Free Press reporters have been covering Metro Detroit, asking voters how they're feeling about this election, the days to come, the pandemic, and the candidates themselves. Here are some of the voters we have spoke to and how they're feeling this Election Day.
Chuck Morris, 53.
Can I just ask you why you came out instead of voting absentee?
Because it's my civic duty to vote on Election Day, not earlier, not later, not after or before, but it's my civic duty to do it on Election Day.
Tell me a little bit about your feelings between Election Day and Inauguration Day, what you feel the state of the country may be, you know, as we wait for results.
It shouldn't be any different than what it is now. It should be calm. I mean, why should there be civil unrest because of an election?
And how have the last 4 years of the Trump presidency been for you?
Fantastic. My economy's gotten better. My paycheck's gotten bigger. My taxes have gone down.
In terms of it's been good for you, you support President Trump then?
Obviously.
My name is Josh. Last name's Dolby. I'm 38 years old, and I'm from here in Ferndale.
Could you tell me who you voted for president and who you voted for senator?
I voted for Biden, and I voted for Gary Peters.
And why did you make those decisions? What went into that?
I'm just not a fan of Trump, his rhetoric, policies, actions. And as regards to Gary Peters, I didn't necessarily have strong feelings one way. He just kind of sided. I think John James is just a little aligned, a little fresh with Trump as well, it seemed like. Whether that's just the media or not, I don't know. But from what I could read about, it seemed like the way to go for me.
How much did the pandemic weigh into your decision?
That'll go pretty heavily into it. I think even without the pandemic, I probably would have voted the same, quite frankly. But the pandemic definitely, I believe, was poorly handled. And whether Biden does a better job with it or not, I can't really say, but I know I do believe it's been a failure so far, and therefore it changes in order.
My name is Jeff Trubeck.
What do you anticipate for the country in the period between today, Election Day, and Inauguration Day in January?
I'm assuming there's going to be a lot of people not happy. I'm hoping nothing bad happens because you're seeing all these people boarding up businesses and whatnot. Nothing bad, but there's going to be a lot of people not happy. No matter what happens, there's going to be tons of people not happy.
How's the Trump presidency felt for you?
I am extremely thrilled. I'm not bashful about saying that I'm pro-Trump. Mm-hmm. In my eyes, if a Democrat could make me feel like my family and my pocket could be more protected,
right,
I would be perfectly fine voting for one. In the last 4 years, I know my business, not my personal business, but just me working, period. Mm-hmm. We've been busier than we've ever been. I've made more money than I ever have. And that's one of the main things that matters to me.
My name's Lloyd Austin. I live in Troy, Michigan.
And why did you come out today?
I come out here, as the sign says, to speak for the 230,000 dead, which is more dead than in any war we've had, which is more dead than died in the trade towers. And I think they need a voice. They need to be heard. I'm asking people to vote their conscience. We need to stand up for these people.
Lorraine, your last name, Delmont. Can I ask you, how has the last 4 years been for you? How has the Trump presidency, has it changed your life for the better or for the worse?
You know, it's got its good and bad, honestly. I mean, nothing's going to be, you know, perfect. So you just got to weigh out your options.
Well, you have children?
Yes.
Okay, so obviously you care about their future.
Yes.
What are some of the important issues that you care about for your kids who brought you out to vote?
Just a lot of what's going on in the world today with cities being destroyed. That's really concerning to me. And something needs to be done about it.
Cities being destroyed, meaning the wars around the world or
No,
protests?
Here in, yeah, protesting.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Zach Sherrard, I'm 33. I live in Ferndale.
And how did you vote today, if you don't mind me asking?
Democratic, straight ticket.
And what weighed into that decision?
I just see Biden offering more options that align with my views, healthcare-wise, student loan debt-wise. I don't really like the course that the Senate has taken with the Federalist Society and the appointment of those judges. And I'd like to see the Senate taken back for the Dems so we can have a little more balance. And also for the future of the Supreme Court with some other justices getting older, Breyer. So just, that's a big part of it.
My name's Paul Doerr.
And tell me, why did you come out today and vote not do absentee given COVID?
Well, because I feel like COVID's harmful, but I think that a lot of people have already had it and didn't even know it. And I don't suspect I'm going to catch COVID if I practice safe distancing and things like that. So I just trust my vote going in the ballot, right in there. I don't trust it going in a mailbox. I don't trust it going any other way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And this is what you've always done.
This is what I've always done.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And how has the Trump presidency been for you?
I think it's been great. Mm-hmm. I mean, hey, he might have some personality differences, but it's a man that gets a job done anyways. I don't think anybody's telling the truth when they say he's lying and he hasn't tried. I think he's done more than Biden and Obama did in 8 years.
Janae Pope, 30 years old. I'm from Metro Detroit.
And who did you vote for president?
Biden and Harris.
Why did you make that decision?
Just because they're better than Trump. Honestly, I don't really believe in either one of them. But Trump has to get out of office. And it's unfortunate those are our only two candidates. But we got to do something. And those are the best options we have, unfortunately. I mean, with Biden, I know he's for the free health care thing. He wants to eventually help us all get free health care, and that's important, especially with this pandemic going around. And what else? That's really it for me. The main thing that I've been hearing him talk about is the free health care.
And how much did the pandemic go into your decision?
A lot, because, I mean, a lot of people are for Trump because they're saying he's for the businesses, the small businesses, and giving everybody tax breaks and stuff. But in the end, it's about more than money. Like, it's about our environment, about our schools, about our healthcare. And I think that Biden is more for those policies, and he's doing stuff more for the people versus just about money and finance.
For more information on the election, head to freep.com.